This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Welcome to a very special episode 10 of the Ultimate Marvel Podcast. And we've got Logan Mania this week, and we're going to talk all about that movie. And to do so, we brought on a couple very, very extremely distinguished guests.
Where?
I was about to ask who else is on the show.
We've got Martin Ferretti, who is the ultimate. He started an entire podcast network himself called Nerdy Legion. And you hear
I refuse to do a Marvel podcast.
Yeah, but we forced his hand.
Jack convinced me.
Yeah. Refuse.
And we also have Daryl Taylor, who also runs his own podcasting network, right? So, Ronnie, I feel like we're a little bit outclassed right now.
Yeah. I don't have a Marvel podcast either.
But yet, here we are talking Marvel.
Here we are.
So we just bring in the CEOs and just let them talk.
Right. Let them start our Marvel podcast by trashing Marvel.
Yeah, how does this work? Because we both hate Marvel.
No, that's not true. You hate new Marvel.
That's true. That's very true. That is true.
And you know what else?
Matter of fact, Daryl and I are reading X-Men Inferno.
Yeah,
we're gonna discuss that pretty soon.
Yes.
Well, this
back
is what,
when
this
the
is
X-Men
what,
was good.
This is
oh,
what,
back way back when it was great.
This is what editing's for.
Editing.
Yeah.
No, you guys send me to the orphan maker.
You guys are going to sound like Marvel fanatics when you listen to this.
You're like, I love Marvel. All great.
Just sub us in with Vader dubbing right. Our voices.
Great.
Man, yeah. Hugh Jackman is 17 years as Logan. That's a long time.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Nine movies.
Yeah, didn't feel like that long.
Yeah, no, man. I was like, about 5 years old when he started?
Shut up.
Oh, you
you're like 85.
Exactly. You're lying.
They were talking about that on Slack the other day. I don't know if you were there, Ronnie.
Please, there. I run that channel.
But Dennis was talking about how you're like 80. Dennis. It was Jay.
It was Jay, yeah.
Because Jay was talking about being a grandpa on that Comics in Black and White he did with Paul. And he's like, I'm pretty sure Jack's maybe older than me.
What?
Wow.
See? Telling you, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. The wild over there.
I might just happen to be the oldest person on this podcast right now. Maybe.
Nope, Daryl.
No,
Daryl is.
Daryl,
right.
Daryl's got us by 8 years, I think.
All right.
But, well, I wake up and I shoot bullets out of my arms. And I drank too much, and yeah, it's true. I am too old. Yes, that is the adamantium is killing me. My knees is hurting.
Poisoning you slowly.
You're just seasoned.
That's why you're getting those white spots, man. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's right, because that adamantium is really messing me up. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
So we decided we're doing spoilers on this, right?
Oh yeah.
This is your official spoiler.
In other words, if you haven't watched this, turn it off immediately. You know, because the two main scenes, two people died in this movie, and I knew about that before I went into it because somebody posted on Facebook this meme that it was a very enticing meme. It had like brownies on it or something, whatever, to make you look at it. And in the bottom
corner, we're coming back to the brownies again, aren't we?
Yep, it's all about the brownies. In the bottom corner of this meme, it had, oh, and by the way, Wolverine and Professor X die in the movie Logan. Just out of nowhere.
Did you think the last, like, you know when I knew that Wolverine and Xavier was going to die? When they said, this is the last Logan movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so, like, I don't know why anyone would be surprised. If they didn't die, I would have been like...
But it's different having a hunch, and I think this is what's going to happen, than somebody telling you before you go into it. Like,
I guess so, but I knew. Like, he had to die. I knew when he was going to die. I even knew how he was going to die. They fucking tell you in the movie.
Yeah.
You know when they do in a movie? Oh, I've got this bullet. This adamantium bullet. And I'm like, ding, ding. He's going to need that to shoot that guy. Yeah. And then when he was like, don't overtake. Don't take too much of the serum. It can kill you. Ding, ding. He's going to overdose on the serum. Take too much. I wasn't mad about it. It didn't make the movie bad. But it was just like, it wasn't anything secret. Like, they really... They really wanted you to know this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, man, you're making it sound worse than it was, Daryl.
It wasn't bad. It's just that you knew going in. They wanted you to be prepared. They told you right away. Once you start throwing things in, like I have this one bullet, or don't take this serum, or don't push that button.
But of course, that bullet wasn't what killed him.
No, it wasn't what killed him. But I knew it was going to kill his other self, though.
Right.
Was the only way. It was the only thing that could do it.
That bullet was going to be used.
Yeah, I thought it was Albert at first.
See, I think what you're saying, Jack, is your Facebook friends are a bunch of... because I didn't see any spoilers before I went into this.
This was in a Marvel group that I don't even...
Oh, see, there's your problem.
Oh, that's your first problem right there.
Yeah.
They must be new Marvel. that new Marvel group.
Maybe I'll go in to talk politics and say I'm a friend of yours so they can kick you out of that group.
Oh man, that's a whole nother story. They can kick you and Ronnie out of whatever group.
They didn't kick me out. I'm still there
because you haven't mentioned that to your friend. You haven't mentioned
I didn't know it happened.
Wow. Well, yeah, because they deleted the post and done.
We'll see. I never go in there because,
it was just hashtag alternate facts, so.
I feel like I need to explain it now because everybody listening is like, what the crap are they talking about?
Listen, explain it. Don't punk out. Explain it.
Mansplain it.
I'm going to make it really quick. There's an image Facebook page that we're all in. Right,
the post apocalyptic.
I'm in. You're not in.
I was in.
He don't go there. That's why he's still in.
I posted something on my not in the group, on my own Facebook page that was pro Hillary Clinton during the election.
How dare you?
I'm also friends with one of the admins, and he made a comment because he's a super big time conservative. He didn't like what I posted.
He's a dick.
Here's the thing. My wife, who can be very feisty, did not like what he was saying. So she got in this big argument with him.
Oh, and she's anyways, one of those mouthy women. You let your wife talk. You know they don't like that.
Well, he's married to a Spanish woman, Daryl.
Yeah.
Ooh, that really meant she got mad, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. The claws came out.
Yeah, and this was not a good election for Latino relations, right? So he kicked me out of the image page because of that conversation on my Facebook page.
How the f*** do you kick somebody out of page for you put on your own?
Well, that's what Ronnie said to him. He's like, what the crap is that about? And he said, okay, Ronnie, you're out as well. So it's Martin's turn to go say, where's Ronnie? Where's Jack? I haven't seen him posting lately.
Dude, the only reason I joined that group is because I kept on getting notifications when you posted. So I was like, well, screw it. I'll just join it because Jack's posting in there all the time. And all of a sudden, like, it went blank and I never knew anything about it until you told me last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
I must join this group.
What you need to do, I'm telling you, what you need to do is make your own image group.
Oh, I don't care about image.
I've fallen out of love with image.
You can only read so many post-apocalyptic books, right? After a while,
Post-apocalyptic books that come out once every 3 months, 3 or 4 months.
You can only read so many.
So did any of you go see this movie with your kids?
Oh no!
I took all my kids.
Yeah, I bet you did.
6 month old baby. I took the baby. I took little Pepe. He's about five. I took Jamal. He's about seven. We all sat back, got some beers.
Yeah.
And he loved it.
Well, you don't count there. You don't count.
Oh, sure.
So I took her oldest. She's 13. Because I didn't want to go by myself. My wife didn't want to see it.
What?
Well, she doesn't like comic book movies. Somehow we tricked her to watching Deadpool, though, and she loved it.
But do you think she would have liked this if you would have gotten her there?
I don't know, man. It had the feels. She might have liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so you said that like you've never went and watched a movie by yourself.
I mean, yeah, I have.
But you didn't want to do that?
Well, you know, now that my girls are getting older, I'm trying to get them to read comics and, you know, talk to me about comics and comic book movies and things like that. So I'm trying to get them involved.
Right.
And I figured, you know, I figured she could handle it. She did. Matter of fact, when we left, I said, hey, how'd you like the movie? Mm-hmm. And you know what she said to me?
What'd she say? Another beer, Dad.
Favorite movie ever.
Wow.
Wow.
Favorite movie or favorite superhero movie?
Favorite movie. She says favorite superhero movie. And then when we got home, my wife asked her how she liked it. And she said favorite movie ever.
Huh.
And I was like, not just superhero? She's like, no. She's like, I think that's my favorite movie.
Well, you know.
So wait. I have a question to that. For it to hold merit. Mm. What was her favorite movie ever before? Oh, you're a terrible dad.
Uh-oh. Dude, I don't know.
No, he's a good dad. He's not supposed to remember that shit.
Here's the problem. When they get to that age, I mean, your kids are a little older, so I don't know how they do, but like all she watches is YouTube. She's constantly telling me about YouTube videos, and it's just so much YouTube videos. Yeah, I just tune it out.
Yeah, tune that shit out. Who cares about people watching people do... tell you about stuff that they did on YouTube.
That's mean.
Busted.
I've got my my 6-year-olds here with me. She wanted to record with us, and I was like, you haven't seen Logan. You can't talk about it.
And if she ain't drinking beer, she really can't talk about it.
No, she's watching YouTube. So.
Of course she's watching YouTube. That's what they're doing now. That's what the kids are doing now.
I think I know why she liked it.
Okay, explain.
Because this is my opinion. I think this movie was good, not just because it was a superhero movie. Like, you could take out all the superhero stuff and have this movie, and I think it would have been almost just as good.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we've seen this story, like, a million times. I mean, they've retold it, like...
Don't you start that.
I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing. Stories are repeated. It's just the way it is. They could have taken out the mutant stuff and just had it that he was a down and out hitman or something who was retired. And he wound up getting thrown this kid he didn't want. And then he wound up having to help her. Same story. He could have did it. It's not like... it had to be mutants. You could have just took it out.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, you're right. It was Lone Wolf and Cub.
That's
right?
What it is.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Yeah. Most of the superhero movies we've been seeing lately, it's all about their superpowers and them getting superpowers and them fighting each other with superpowers. And that's just like the bulk of the movies. Where this said, okay, even though that story might have been told before, they're going to say, we're not just going to do a superhero movie. We're going to make this... about something else, which is why I felt like it stood out.
Which I like, though, because I think Mike talks about this a lot, Daryl, how he doesn't want to see the same story in TV or in film because he's already read the comic.
Right.
And I think that maybe that's part of what's been missing in a lot of these movies is they try to adapt a comic in some way. And this was completely different, right? This is no relation to the comic.
Well, I'll throw in some other movies. I think so many people liked The Dark Knight and I would say Winter Soldier is you could take out, yeah, you can take out that aspect of the superhero stuff and just say weapon. Winter Soldier could just be, he was just a special forces soldier who went through the same thing. Or, sure, yeah. You know, like Batman could just be a detective. He could be a grizzled detective who, you know, went through the same crap too. I mean, it's a crime. It's mostly a crime story. So, yeah, you can. I mean, it does have that appeal to it where you could do that. There's not a lot. I mean, but most superhero movies are superhero movies. But there are a few that you can kind of take some of that out of it. And it works the same way. I mean, instead of having them be mutants, little X-23 could just be a kick martial artist who was trained as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, right. Trained as a baby on to fight.
Yep.
You know? Like, it works.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Hugh Jackman's, he's really owned the character of Wolverine. Or what actor has owned a character like Hugh has, as far as superheroes go? I was trying to think.
I like him, but I would say I'm not a fan of the Christopher Reeve Superman stories too much. But I have to say, though, that most people remember, because he was the first. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, like, sure. Yeah, he was the same thing with Logan. He did the benefit. Hugh Jackman had the benefit of being the first person to play Wolverine.
And he did it for a long time.
So that's why, you know, there wasn't that thing of there have been a bunch. I mean, so, you know, is there any others?
Well, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That's another one I was thinking of. Okay, that's an obvious one.
First to play Iron Man. There's been no one else.
And he's really, I don't mean just the first to play it. I mean that they really owned it. And when you think about that character, you think about that actor. Like, I don't think...
In the comics, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they changed his appearance and everything to look like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I don't think that when I think of Captain America, though, for example. I don't think Chris Evans.
Cap is different.
Chris Evans, right?
I think Chris Evans... Yeah, Chris
Hell
Evans.
Hydra.
I think it's different. Like, you know, actually, you don't even think of Chris Evans at all. Like, he's not a standout actor, though. Like, Robert Downey Jr. played Robert Downey Jr. Like, he was a wise-ass drunk, you know, like, kind of on that crust of being just out, like, almost an outsider, but a shit-stirrer. Like, he's always played that kind of character, and that was...
That fit.
That fit to being Tony Stark.
Yeah. But they also, they really developed the whole MCU around that character. And it seems like the whole X-Men universe is also, in a way, sort of been built around Logan.
Oh, that's the only one Singer cared about most of his movies was Wolverine.
Yep.
And Xavier to an extent.
Right.
Even though he hasn't, you know, he was never in any of the movies that long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always gotten taken off the board, you know, after the second act. After the first act, he's usually taken off the board somehow. For whatever reason. I don't know why he did that. But to the detriment of every other character in the X-Men movies, Logan has been a strong one.
Well, sure. I think because of Xavier's power set, though, he could easily turn boring.
Yeah.
He wasn't that at all here because... of the issues he had controlling his abilities, right?
Right.
Because Logan was drugging him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked. I think that was one of my favorite interactions in the whole movie was Logan and Xavier.
Yeah.
Well,
how about the girl in it, Lauren and Xavier?
Well, yes, but that was... Well, okay, so yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess you're right.
There was a lot of emotional attachments in this movie,
but the difference with that is, this was like a new relationship though.
Right.
We've seen Xavier and Logan together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that was more meaningful. But yeah, I mean, the relationship between X-23 and Xavier was really good too.
Yeah,
because you know, Xavier saw in her hope for his kind.
Mm-hmm. And she saw compassion in him, which you got the impression she probably never really saw in her entire life, except maybe from her friends.
Well, the nurse.
Yeah, the nurse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
the nurses gave them compassion with that, yeah.
I was disappointed that the nurse wasn't Rosario Dawson.
I know, right? Because you know that was Marvel Studios movie. That would have been Rosario Dawson.
Oh, wow.
You know she would have.
When they said nurse, the words nurse, my ears perked up, and I was like, huh?
She went pretty far to get away from Hell's Kitchen.
That poor actress, though, man, she gets killed in everything she does, did. Man.
Everything. You the noticed Walking that, Dead. Right? Yeah. Never lived. I'm waiting for her to get killed in Power. That's the last show she's on, where she's the sister. And I'm waiting for her to get shot up in the next season. I'm waiting for it. She gets killed in everything.
I'm surprised, though. I'm glad. What's that show she was in? Orange is the New Black. I'm glad that's done well for her career.
Mm-hmm. Did they play the Deadpool trailer when y'all's movie?
Yes.
They played. Oh, yes. Yes, they did.
Did you see what movie was playing on the theater marquee behind the phone booth at Deadpool?
Yeah, it was Logan.
I know, but they're going to run this bit to the ground before the movie even comes out.
Oh, man, he should have been in the movie.
Oh, my God. This Logan thing, man. I mean, the Deadpool thing, it's just, they're going to make me not like him in the movies like I don't like him in the comics because they overdo it.
Listen, I've never liked Deadpool until the first movie.
Uncanny. Well, I did like him in the very beginning, because I had read all those X-Men books, so I had the minis and stuff. After it hit, like after Joe Kelly left that book, and then it just got insane.
Yeah.
And they're gonna do it again. Gonna do it again. Drive me nuts! You had a good thing going, you're just gonna mess it up.
So what did you guys think of the girl actor? Daphne Keene, 11-year-old from Spain. How'd you think?
Part of me wishes she had never talked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like 11 on Stranger Things?
Yes. Style? Yes. But like, but 11's voice felt a little more mature.
It does.
So it suited her.
All right.
With this character, like, she's killing people left and right for the first whatever hour of the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hour and a half. Yes. And all of a sudden she talks in Spanish, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense, right? She was raised in Mexico City. But she sounds like a little, I don't want to be mean to the girl. I'm sure she's a very nice young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Send your hate mail to at Rumbar316. but she sounds like a squeaky rat, you know? And
so you're saying like Mike Tyson, when Mike Tyson's punching people out,
exactly.
And then all of a sudden he opens his mouth.
Okay, here I go to offend. I will offend also. I will say that most kids, but
she's 11.
Most kids her age,
I get that.
They sound like that. There's no way around that.
Right.
There's no way around that.
I know what you mean about her wishing she would have not talked, but that scene when she did open up and they're arguing in two different languages, I thought was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
At least that one scene.
To hold off on it, it did make me go, what the? Why the hell she didn't say nothing all this time? Like, right. It did make me say that.
But by the time she starts talking, it makes sense for her to talk because it's after Xavier is killed.
Yeah.
Right.
By stupid clone.
Well, she still doesn't trust him.
She doesn't. I mean,
she trusts him, but she's still, like, all he's done is, this is the old dude that's been complaining for the last hour and a half that I have to be here.
Yeah, but she only trusts him as far as she knows if something happens, he can protect her.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, like, exactly.
All she knows is, this is the dude that's been bitching and complaining since day one, since I met him. Like,
mm-hmm.
That he doesn't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Right.
So I could see her being, well, F this dude. I'm not going to talk to him, you know. And Xavier probably talked to her mind to mind a little bit at first because he wasn't taking his medicine. So
right,
he was probably able to communicate very quickly to her and get her plight a little bit, like bits and pieces. He probably was able to understand bits and pieces because he didn't have full control of his powers. So he didn't know the whole story until they watched that phone video.
So y'all are way more critical than I thought you'd be, because I thought she was awesome. I thought she like stole the movie, which I was amazed to be 11 years old.
No, I'm not saying she wasn't good. She was great.
No, she was good. She was good. No, usually I hate kids in movies. They usually a pain in the ass. They usually don't write them well.
Right.
But no, she was helpful. She wasn't annoying. Like when he told her, you know, like she saved the day a lot of times. She stole stuff when they needed stuff to be, you know, when they needed things, like when he passed out.
Yeah.
She stole cars. She stole this. She stole. I don't know where he got that shovel at in that scene. She probably stole it.
She had the scream down perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had the scream down. I almost go ahead. Well, chick I was with, she's Puerto Rican, right? And she had, I said, you know, she has the same look on her face that you have when you get
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
So that was the running joke. Now she got the joke. Listen, you
she
know
was
how
drinking
they
beer too.
You get mad. Yes, she had a beer. But you know how they get when they get mad. She was mad because it was cold outside. I thought she was going to take claws out and kill me because it was cold outside. Like, I control the weather.
I did want to explain a little further, though.
Okay.
My issue with her is all these kids are like trained assassins, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like any of these kids could take on pretty much anybody in the world.
And
tear some shit up.
Well, they really didn't.
All right, so I want to get. Can we get to that?
Let's get to that. And let me tell you another thing. When you're on the run, you can't be fat.
He was the one of the first to get run down in that forest scene.
When I saw that, no, being accurate, like it's just certain things. I know they just cast them. Not like you can't cast fat kids. I'm a fat man. You can cast fat kids. What I'm saying is, if you're
that means we ain't living through.
No, because we eating because we working. We got jobs and we eating every day. If you're a child on the run, it's just certain things. Like the director took a lot of staking pains to be accurate about the way things look. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even going with the wall around America. And how they, you know, they had the scene of when they were going across the border and they had Americans yelling things like how bad the world is in the future. Like he put those scenes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have kids, like I thought he's fat, but it has to be. I bet you it's something where his power goes to density. You know, that's what I thought it would be. And I thought, when they really get into it. He's gonna be like a wall or something. Like he can, you know, deflect bullets and stuff like that because that would fit him being big. Because we got to put into this dude, the director of this, he's not a comic book guy. So there's little things here and there that it's not something that he was into. Like he's more into the movie itself. But he's not like super comic booky. Like he's not. Somebody's going to sit there and try to figure out, okay, what was the X-Men's motivations? What, you know, like, what was the world like? What were the Sentinels like? That's not his It's just not his thing. His thing was to do the emotional beats with, you know, how she was and how the kids were pretty much you treated like garbage. Like, he got that down. But there was that thing. It's a valid criticism to say, you did everything else right. It doesn't fit that any of those kids would be healthy like that. They would be now malnourished because they're on the run going from place to place trying to hide until they can get to the place that they got to. So they don't have a lot of food. There's nothing around there really surrounding them that they'd be eating plentiful.
But how long were they really on the run, though?
Well, you got to think they probably all left around the same time, right?
Right.
But the nurse took her, right?
But so, it couldn't be more than a few weeks, though.
Couldn't be. couldn't be more. But still, even though they're not going to overfeed you in a facility, because they're training these kids to fight. They're not training these kids to, they're not giving them food to just.
Yeah, man, he's sneaking Twinkies when nobody's looking.
We're talking about a military thing. They're not going to do that with these kids. Yeah. They're going.
Well, it's in Mexico City. No disrespect to Mexico City listeners, but they got some bad water over there, bro.
Yeah, they're not. There's nobody. There's not healthy kids in a bad. They're in a bad situation. They ain't no help. Listen, that kid is blessed that he can eat enough to be bad, to be overweight. Okay, that's not a take it away from thing. It's just a role thing. Like, it didn't make sense for him to be in that role unless you put his mutant ability into that. Unless you include, and it could have been included in it, but. The way that they just had the kids just running, I thought that they would do something where, I thought that Vibrator Kid,
Vibrator Kid,
what's this? The X Men. He's the only one that they named an X Men.
That's one unfortunate superpower.
Richter,
yeah. I thought like Richter would yell out like an army formation. Because if you're like that could have been a thing, like when they're running, they should have been like something where he called out a formation or something. Because listen, when you set up, when you put in your own movie or continuity, that's the thing that gets me sometimes with it. It's not being a nerdy thing. It's just being, remember the movie and the world you set up. He set up that these kids were from day one trained to be weapons by the military.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't act like it. The only one that acted like she was trained by the military was X-23.
Yeah.
So he totally just like forgot that. But there should have been a scene where they were ready to fight.
Well, they did say that they were trying to train them, but the kids did not want to do it. That they were sort of rebelling against the whole military thing. That's why they abandoned the program, right? Because they wanted to be kids, they didn't want to fight.
I'm sure about
Wait,
that.
Wait, I missed that.
What?
Well, they said that they couldn't be controlled. Like he said something about it. It's not as easy to control them. Like that anger and that rage.
I remember
it's easy to put in when they're older.
I don't remember it verbatim, but I think I remember them saying they did not want to fight.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. It's when they're watching the tape.
Right, of her that she was recording for Logan.
Yeah.
And he repeated it. The doctor repeated it when he was talking to Logan. That's why he cloned and grew an adult Logan, because it's easier to have the rage in an adult than it is in a child.
Yeah.
But see, that doesn't make sense though, because I mean, I'm not a doctor, right? I just play one on a podcast. I'm not a psychologist. but from my understanding, there's been studies on this, and if you raise kids to be this way, they'll be totally angry and antisocial. And you know, like,
well,
if you train them to be an assassin
the whole reason why in other countries like Africa and parts of Mexico and stuff too, when they do gangs as well.
Yep.
They get them young as they can because they want to catch them before they start to you know, kind of start their moral.
Yeah, they have indoctrinate them. Right. I mean, that's what the Nazis did with the Hitler youth.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. So it is that it's like he couldn't get them to. Now, if he had said something where he couldn't control them to do what he wanted them to do exactly, maybe. I can, maybe to a point. But even then, you can control. When you do that to kids early on, you pretty much can mold them into soldiers. I mean, and deadly ones too. Like they're more deadly than you take away the humanity, pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless the nurses were but it was again. It's one of those, and that's what superhero movies do sometimes, where the director's like, "I don't care about that part. I just want you. I want you to get to this. This is what I care about." And they didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with this. It was that he cared about this thing and not that, and it just glossed it over.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Did it bother anybody else that Richter was the only real kid that got named?
A little bit.
I mean, because I think it was a big misstep for me. Like, that was one of the one things of the whole movie that I thought was
a so. Miss. Yes, but not really. I think maybe they didn't want to be too pushy about where they want to take the franchise next.
Okay, but because if you think about it, like Days of Futures Past, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this movie. And you can just throw Apocalypse out the damn window, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, I guess.
If we're lucky.
Apocalypse wasn't really
good. I was going to say, you probably want to, but... For the record,
but, I mean, like,
I like that movie.
You did?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Listen, you can't come on here and critique Logan and then say you like that movie.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Listen. I liked it. I thought the movie was fine. It wasn't great, but it was watchable. I mean, I like Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Which I did too.
Michael, the new one, the reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You watched that?
See? Oh, yeah.
I did. Yeah, I went to the movies to see it.
Oh.
I did.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you know, Daryl and I love Man of Steel. Everybody else hates that.
Yeah.
I don't hate that one. Anyways. I just thought it was a missed opportunity.
Even because, this dude, he doesn't care about that. Like that again, that's the director, though. He cares about.
The movie is not about those kids, though. The movie is about
her.
Hugh Jackman not being Wolverine anymore.
Right.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that those could be.
Well,
like,
you could have did
Easter
both. I understand what he's saying, though. He could have did both. He could have named the kids and still did the movie. That it wouldn't have hurt any time to just name the kids names we knew.
I mean, we had Caliban in it for
Caliban. We had Dr. Pierce, and even the robot guy was that's Albert, right? Remember?
Well, he never named him Albert, but
yeah, but there's a, he, he's but Albert. Dr. Pierce. I'm trying to
he
remember
built
correctly
in the books. He
right,
did.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, he's part of the Reavers. He's Albert, but now I don't even know if he even, like, he never even mentioned, like, I looked at interviews to see if he would mention it was Albert, and he didn't even mention it, so I don't know if he even knew. It could have been, I mean, I think they just wanted to use a clone Wolverine.
Well, but Albert was a Wolverine doppelganger built by Dr. Pierce, so...
Yeah, it was built
I mean, it
by
seems
the
like it,
yeah.
It went without saying.
Again,
God, I hated that character. Well, that was my least favorite part of this film.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about him either.
What was the point of it?
I didn't understand why it had to be a Wolverine clone. Like, how many Wolverines do we have to have in this movie?
I would have got his brother back. If you're going to go that route, I would have had Sabretooth be the, have a messed up Sabretooth.
I thought Sabretooth also during the movie, I was like, that would have been awesome if this turned out to be Sabretooth. Especially in his dying, like when he's getting ready to be killed. But
because it wasn't a major plot thing, a plot point of having it be Wolverine. There's nothing where he does something and then they blame it on Logan. Like it never happened in the movie. So it really wasn't important.
Right,
that it was him, even though he kills Xavier. But I think Xavier kind of got he kind of realized.
But I mean, you could have killed Xavier in 50 other ways.
You sure could have.
Just to me, it didn't work at all as a plot device or an element of the story. Not only that, like he was X-24, right? So he was cloned after they made X-23.
Right.
Who's what, like 9 or 10 years old? Like you don't even know like where this potential soldier is going, right? I mean, you already know she's powerful because she's 10 years old and chopping arms off left and right. but like you would think that they would want to continue that experiment to see where it goes.
Right.
Not only that, I mean, between Weapon X and X-24, surely somewhere along the way. They were like, Wolverine escaped. Let's just make him a clone, right? So he could have been like, the second weapon. I mean, I know in canon it's not, but it could have been like the second Weapon X, right? He could have been like X2.
You could.
Why are they waiting 24 generations of the Weapon X program to make a clone of Wolverine?
So isn't he... Yeah, I don't know. Because isn't Dakin X-20-something?
Oh, his son?
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't think they named him that, though. I don't think they named him that, if I remember right. You need to pull that character I forgot about. I don't think they named him that, though.
That's why I'm here.
I don't think they ever gave him a designation.
An X name?
Yeah, I don't think they ever did.
Because I'm looking, I don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't think they ever did. Curious. No, we never got a... He, Mongrel. That was one of his names. They called him Mongrel. Yeah, yeah, that's right. They called him Mongrel because he was not fully Asian.
Yeah,
and he was treated badly for it.
Yeah,
I was confused about that. I know his mom was Japanese, right? But she does have a Japanese name. I don't know. Anyway, that's irrelevant to this movie.
Well, Itsu, yes, she was.
Really? I thought it was something else.
No,
she was murdered. She died, and then he was adopted by a Japanese family.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what the deal was. It was a Japanese couple that adopted him. So but at school they would, you know, call him names and stuff.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys know about Caliban being in this movie?
Caliban? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did the casting news. I had to. You got to do the news.
That's why I don't do news in Nerdy Legion, bro, because I don't want to get spoiled with that stuff.
I don't mind. I mean, that's not a major secret. It's just Caliban.
When I saw it, I assumed in my head, I guess it was him. Mm. But, you know.
See, I didn't. Because my favorite iteration of Caliban is when he's that big burly dude. You know, he had the with the red and white spandex.
Mm-hmm.
So when this guy first shows up in the movie, I was like, "Well, who the hell's that?" I was like, "Well, surely he's a Morlock, right?" Like, I assumed that he was a Morlock.
Right.
But then when the Reavers call him Caliban, I was like, "Caliban," or maybe it was Logan that says it first. I can't remember. One of the two. I was like, Caliban? I was like, now I have to pay attention because I didn't like the character at all until they said his name. Because pretty much he's like, I don't know, he was like the beaten, like, girlfriend or wife, you know, like.
Well, that's what he, in the
kitchen and make me a sandwich. Like, that's the role he played.
Well, that's what it was. In the books, he was weak until Apocalypse got him. Remember,
yeah, I guess
how
right.
weak and beaten he was?
Yeah, you're right.
If he never went through the process, I mean, he was befriended by X-Factor, but he was pretty much just treated like crap and beaten.
Yeah, you're right. He likes it. I don't know. It was fine. I mean, I guess they needed... I like that they used him as a plot device to track down Logan and Xavier and X-23. So that was cool, but I didn't connect all that much with the character. But he was really well acted. That guy's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah.
Now he's not Patrick Stewart now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite scenes in this film is when we first meet Professor X in that... the water tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much, well, he's doing an interpretation of an infomercial, but done like a Shakespearean play. And it was the most amazing thing I think I'd ever seen.
Well, you've watched this show? Have you ever watched this show?
No, I need to.
You should.
Yeah, I need to.
Did you
got a control drug addict? He's like this. He's a cursing. He curses and everything.
I like that visual too, because like when we see Professor X, like before he's in Cerebro,
mm-hmm.
right? But like in this, it's like the opposite. where he's lost his mind, but the water tower like gives you that Cerebro feel, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, I was confused about that. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot all about it. I would have imagined the water tower would amplify his powers.
I thought he was just in there to hide him, just so nobody could find him.
Well, that.
How is that going to do any? How's that rinkety water tower with holes in it going to do anything?
Well, I thought the metal shielding was to help.
Yeah, it's like a Faraday cage.
Right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't working.
So I guess maybe the point was so the Reavers couldn't detect him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
But see, but that still doesn't answer the question though. If he has one of these fits, doesn't take his medicine, and he has one of these fits, he's in a place that will amplify his powers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. From the inside out, it's going to be a giant freaking antenna.
Yeah.
And I mean, judging by that scene when they were at the hotel in Vegas.
Right.
I mean, he's pretty powerful. I mean, we know he's powerful, but you know, showing that. You can really tell. Right. And I like that whole visual effect, by the way. It reminded me a lot of Legion.
That vibe to it.
Yeah.
Sure. And you know, one thing I like that I think Legion's done this well too, and they did it in this movie also, is that like the Marvel movies always glamorize superpowers, and it's all everything's great all the time when you have superpowers, but in reality, like if you woke up one day and your body was mutating into something else, that would be a screwed up time in your life. It would be
there's a price to it.
It would freak you out, and I'm sure like going into somebody else's mind or all these mind tricks and stuff, that would be that would be more creepy than it would be cool, I think.
You know how you solve that? Terrigen clouds.
about to have a stroke right now.
I see what you're saying though, but if you're born with the X gene, you're not having that transformation, right? The only surprise you'll really have is when you discover you have powers.
Well, but I mean when he's going, like if somebody's going into somebody else's mind, the whole experience would be something out of
I see what you're saying.
Let's say he's Peter, right, from Harbinger, and you start hearing voices and stuff, that's gonna screw you up. Mm-hmm. If that's your power.
I can do
but that. I see what Jack's saying, you know.
No, I mean,
because you brought the Harbinger reference.
Well, how about in Legion I forget her name.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
When she touches somebody and they switch bodies, if that happened to you in real life, you can't say that would not, like if you touched her, that would not be that would not just spook you out for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? This is sweet.
What? I got boobs.
I got boobs.
I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, that's why I like that episode, because that's exactly what I would have done. I've been like, yeah.
That is what he did too, isn't it? Like, what are these?
It's funny how they, even in Legion, they do a rogue knockoff kind of character, power-wise. They do it again. They kind of do that that kind of thing of not being able to touch, but that she's more powerful than most of them.
So do you guys think there should have been other characters in this movie? Were you expecting any other X-Men?
Nope.
No, I wasn't expecting it. I figured because they mentioned Old Man Logan, that meant that they were dead. Somehow. I thought it would be Logan that did it somehow, or they would just say that they were dead. It did. Yeah. There was that one surprise was in the movie that they had it, that it was Xavier that killed them, which I think makes it even, I think that's one thing that makes it even better than the book, because it's more tragic that the person who is the one who brought the X-Men together is the one that pretty much destroyed them.
Right.
Like that makes it so, you know, even more tragic than it already is.
But you know what? It doesn't explain why Logan is so eager to work jobs to buy that boat. because
so they can leave.
And I get that, but if Logan was the one that killed the X-Men at the mansion, without knowing, right? Like just in the comic, mm-hmm. his mind is taken over and he kills everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And let's say the only one left alive is Professor X. That would explain why he feels so indebted and he feels like he has to help him
right.
by buying this boat and going out to sea. The way that the story is told here doesn't explain that. I mean, what's the reason?
So you think he would just be like, you killed everybody, screw you.
But it's shorthand, though. I mean, because the thing that connects them, though, if we think about it, is that, and I guess because if you have the comic book to it, because that's the thing that's been ripped away from Logan most of anything, is that they ripped a lot of his backstory out of that character. Like, he never went to Japan and had those experiences and all that kind of stuff. He never, you know, like, we never saw him get taken over by the Weapon X program where he murdered people, whether they were good or not.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to be when they showed it in the Wolverine, no, not in Wolverine Origins, he worked with them to take out a couple of bad guys, and then he broke out. Like, it just broke up, right? There was not a thing where he was stuck in service, and then Xavier came and got him. We didn't have that situation. But I just kind of connected. I guess in my own mind, I just connected it with Wolverine as a character that has killed a lot of people before.
Right.
And he understands
so he
how that is. He can relate how that is. And this dude didn't mean to do it. And,
right.
And he took him in when no one else would have.
Exactly. Really.
And that's why. And basically he was going to take him out. He knew he was dying. I think the plan basically was
for them to die in peace.
Me and Xavier are going to go on a boat. He's going to have, I'm going to let him have a stroke. Like, you know, let him do that mind thing again. But we'll be so far away from anybody that we'll just die. I'm already dying. So it's like,
Old Yeller style.
Yeah, it's Old Yeller style. Like, we're going to go out, have a couple of beers, sit on that boat. When I run out of medication or something, either I'll let him have a stroke or I'll put him out of his misery and then die myself. But that was supposed to be the end game, though. They were going to go out there and that was it. That's why they weren't taking Caliban. It was like, it was almost, you know, when Caliban was getting all mad about it, it was like, look, fool, we going out to die. It's not like we're going out to hang out. It's,
right.
You know,
yeah,
where
but
we're
what's going. What would Caliban do?
Figure your shit out, dude. It ain't my problem. It's not my problem. What you want me to do? I can't baby you. You're growing man. I can't baby you forever. I'm dying of metal poisoning. This dude is having mind strokes every freaking couple of days. Like, how long you think this is gonna run? It's like, what do you think we're gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know about that, dude. I don't know about that.
There wasn't a major plan. I mean, that's the problem. There was no plan besides just go out to die. There wasn't anything to do.
That's why X-23 is so important, because she gave him something to do.
Right.
Or the additional, I guess.
She gave him something to care about again.
Yeah, that.
What did y'all think about the comic books?
They were fine. You know what? Nick and I were talking about this on Twitter. I think it was on DM, so it's not public. But he asked me about it.
Yeah,
you got them DMs. I thought they were. It was an interesting choice, but I think it worked really well as an homage to the comics, even though the comics in the movie are fake.
And he kind of rips them at one point. Like, this is a bunch of crap.
He's like, yes. Well, yeah. I mean,
was that a jab at Marvel? Because they don't have the best relationship.
I think it's like anything, like. The like on Supernatural, there's like books that's written from the TV show, right? Yeah. And it's just like, say something, I don't know anything real life, but like it's just a play, and then, you know, I'll tell Martin and Martin will tell Daryl and Daryl will tell you, and then, you know, the story gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then It's just,
it's like, I think it was more are. Like a cowboy thing where it's like your legend, like everybody knows about you. You're the Wolverine, and his thing is F the legend. You know, it wasn't really like that. Like it wasn't all cool like you think. But there's an interesting theory, and I know probably the director doesn't give a shit one way or the other, but it's an interesting theory that what if there was an X-Men or two that survived, and they did that comic to give as a clue for the mutants that are left to go there. That's why they did the comic. I think that's a nice little theory that could work if they wanted to. Because it's a message. Like, it had the coordinates there. They had the layout of that little water, the little tower treehouse thing they had. Like, it looked just like that. Like, everything was put in that comic. It's too on the nose for it to just be... It'd be some shit if it was Destiny or something. Yeah. Like, she had the message. They could... Like, that... We're never going to get from that. Like, we might have gotten that if it was a Marvel Studios movie, but it's just not.
No, but
it would have been a nice little thing if the author was called Destiny.
Yeah, I get the impression like there's no post credit scene or anything. Like this is a one shot movie. If they tried to do a sequel to this, it would be the kids. It would be like Stranger Things.
Well, he's
mutant style. It would be nothing like this.
He said he would he said there is a chance, like if they want to, he said he would love to continue her story.
No,
he said it.
No, this is the one done. You can't, this would be the sequel that would suck, I think.
Yeah.
If they tried to follow this one.
I mean, it would have to be an extremely different movie. They'd have to go in a total different direction.
Would they?
Yeah, I'm not saying that they can't play on the elements, but... Just don't call it Logan the sequel.
Well, they would. I mean? Of course, you know what they would call it. They would slap that X-23 up there.
Or New Mutants.
Wolverine.
Well, New Mutants, they're already doing that, so they can't. They're not going to call it that.
I'm just saying, you can't take Logan, who's been Hugh Jackman, who's been this core character to the whole X-Men universe, and now we're going to do a movie about a gang of kids. And it's going to be in the same style. I just don't see how that would ever.
Well, it's funny because you think about it. It's kind of what they're doing with the new Marvel. A lot of times, where they are taking the well established characters and taking them off the table and then putting in the new.
And how well has that worked out?
And not that well. So it would be a problem. Like it would if they did it.
Don't ask but it Ronnie. Would be, Ronnie and Garrett on Slack have these debates like every day. Garrett loves all the new young.
I'm the old characters. Man. Get off my lawn.
Well, dude, Garrett's like 21.
Yeah, he is.
I know. So he didn't read that
it's
stuff.
Not his
That's
fault.
What makes it fun.
Yeah. But it would be I don't know, it'd be like double films. Or like if they're already going to do the young X-Men with the X-Men Dark Phoenix story, right? They're doing that. Mm-hmm. And then this New Mutant thing. I don't know. Like,
if they would have named the kids something significant, like Richter, then I could see them going that way.
You can't even do X-Force because they already got that on. They already got that on lock that they're doing X-Force after.
That's Deadpool 3, right?
Deadpool 2. Yeah. So
yeah, I mean X-Force will be Deadpool 3-ish. Kind of like...
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I read, like Captain America Civil War.
Right.
But it'll just be Deadpool.
Just Deadpool 2 is like Deadpool and Cable. That's basically what Deadpool and Cable, and then this other one. They don't give a shit. They just doing whatever the hell they want. They just throw some guns in it and some curses.
So what do you say we wrap this up, guys?
What do they rate us at?
You are at Jack Sutherland on the Twitter machine. I'm at Rombar316. The show is at Ultimate Marvel Pod. Email is ultimatemarvelpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and of course you can also reach our guests Martin Freddy at The Geek Vine and Daryl Taylor at The Voice 123. Thanks for listening, everybody.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
So, Martin and Daryl, now that we're kind of off the record, what do you guys really think about Marvel and DC?
I like Marvel.
I love Marvel.
Oh, really?
Yes. Style? Yes.
The Dark Knight, I don't like him in the comics. And Batman, same crap too.
That's true. That's very true. That is true.